It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
A little later, the Sabres are out on the West Coast for three games against Western Conference teams. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Lindy Ruff. Lindy, good morning. Were you watching when Josh Allen ran through the Chiefs' defense?
I was watching. Ah. I was pretty impressed. I mean, first of all, what a call. What a play. And I think if Josh Allen had skates, I could use them.
if you were a football coach, would you be one that'd be going for fourth downs like that, aggressive, going after it?
You know, I think they spend so much time talking about the analytics now in football, and you know, when you get in a certain area, you know, and you're on fourth down going for it. I don't know if that matched the analytics, but I thought it was one heck of a call and one heck of a touchdown. And it really took the opportunity for the Chiefs to get back in the game. So, yeah, kudos to them.
Yeah, big win for the Bills. You guys are out west for some games, Kings, Ducks, Sharks. Let's get started with some injury stuff. We'll start with Tage Thompson, who missed a couple of games. How does it look for Tage on the trip?
It looks good. He had a good day yesterday. I wouldn't say he's 100% yet, but to see him back in practice was great. We're going to practice again here today. If today he progresses, I think there's a good chance he plays. But we'll see how today goes.
Anything on Alex Tuch, we saw he wasn't practicing yesterday?
Yeah, he's just a little bit of an ailment. I don't expect him to miss. I would expect him to be back at practice today. So one of those ones where gave the extra day to see if that calm things down and get him back healthy for tomorrow.
And then, so Jordan Greenway, Lindy, is going to be out week to week. His season so far, I mean, whether it's the penalty kill or that line with McLeod that's been rolling, just how tough will it be to replace him, and how much will you be losing with him for the next, you know, little bit here?
Yeah, Jordan was putting together a real good season for us. His role in the penalty killing and that line, as you mentioned, it had been playing very well. I thought his physicality, you can go to the different games, the Ottawa game. He was really getting into people, setting the tone for us in a lot of the hockey games. And he'll be missed, but it'll be an opportunity again where somebody's going to have to step in. Somebody has to step in on the penalty kill. I think you've seen on all the crucial kills, even 5-on-3s. He's the guy that we put over the boards. Hockey IQ is really good. So another man that goes down, somebody will have to step in and play a bigger role for us.
One of the guys you've called up, Isaac Rosin. What can you tell us about what you've seen from him, what the reports are of him in Rochester?
Really talented, sees the ice really well. He's a guy that, when he's on the ice, can find people. There's a big connection between him and Kulik, and the fact that he's been able to get Kulik playing in Rochester. And obviously, I haven't been around him that much, but I think his game offensively and defensively is a solid game. His play away from the puck is strong. So he's a guy that if we need to put in the lineup, I think he can definitely help us.
And going the other way, Devin Levi down to Rochester. I saw you said you'd had a conversation with him. He's not had, obviously, the performances he's wanted, I would imagine, here in Buffalo, and a chance to just kind of reset his game.
Yeah, you know, I think Devin, for the first time, has dealt with a period of a season where he had a lot of inactivity, of one game in a month. And I think that is an adjustment for a young goaltender. He needs to go play. He needs to get reps in. We need him to play well. We know he's still going to be a big part of our club. But the fact he'll go and get games in, instead of being a backup, I think it's really important, especially at this stage of his career.
Going back to Saturday for a moment, Lindy, after a win on Thursday, is that like what explains, I guess, that performance for you? Is it a burn the tape game that just kind of happens, or I guess how much do you think went wrong in that performance on the overall in Philadelphia?
Well, I can tell you that Philadelphia is a really tough team to play against. Hard bodies. It's tough to get ice on them. When we did break them down, I thought the opportunities we had, our execution wasn't very good. When you get on the road and you start the game with a couple of penalties, I mentioned this, it puts you in a hole. So, again, there's a lot of things that were connected in that game. I watched a lot of the Philadelphia-Colorado game last night, and another, I mean, it was a game that could have gone either way. So Philly handles the speed really well. I think they're a team that's a little bit underrated. They got some defense that get involved almost in every play. And I thought, for the most part, they won more battles. When they win more battles, that team's got a better chance of winning. So our battle rate has to go up. Our 50-50 puck play has to go our way more often. And I know the other team's trying just as hard as we are.
We asked last week about penalties taken by Rasmus Dahlin, and feels like we're just doing it again. Our conversation with Paul about an hour ago, Lindy, you know, he's talking about the captain making those mistakes and killing off power plays with penalties that are untimely, and you know, get a chance to get back in games or close games. And I wonder if is there pressing there, or what's happening with Dahlin right now?
Well, you know, I think you have to evaluate each penalty individually and look at, is it the frustration? Is it the lack of control? And I think when we go to the game 2 games ago where he took the penalty for, I don't know, it was elbowing in the face or whatever that the penalty was, undisciplined. I think the power play, when you're pressing and you're trying to stand in there, there's a responsibility by both guys that are up top, especially when you're in our 1-3-1 formation and the awareness you have to have on the backside. Penalties you take when you're trying to negate a scoring chance are a little bit different than the lack of discipline. Like, if we evaluate the 2 penalties we took, the cross-checking early in the Philly game, and you look at the Benson two-handed slash to the hands, those are penalties that we can't take. The discipline inside of that has to be better. So in all cases, when you look at Raz's penalties and who's responsible, and those are areas of the game that I think Rasmus has to improve. Some of it is a mental, some of it is just getting too wound up inside of a game, and it's something that I'm going to work hard with him.
In terms of Benson, too, is that kind of a – like, I wonder when you say evaluate penalty to penalty. Like, last year there was a little bit of a recurring theme that Benson – would be called for penalties that it just seemed like, you know, a lot of other players weren't getting, and it was almost hard to explain. And that's not to say, like you mentioned the slash in the Philly game, that's not to say that all of those are like that, but I don't know, how do you react when a player gets called for a penalty with him when it feels like it was ticky-tacky or maybe just a complete whiff by the official?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I think sometimes officiating is it's their reaction in a short period of time. Sometimes there is a relationship between what happened between a player and an official. Sometimes if a player is getting into official and yelling at an official, sometimes the marginal calls go against you. So I think a lot of time that's a discipline that you have to stay away from. The marginal calls are ones you can't criticize. There is a lot of penalties out there that can go either way. There was a couple cross-checking penalties similar to the Clifton cross-checking that didn't go our way. But it's something you have to live with and move on, and it's a discipline that we have to have as a team.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff ahead of this road trip that starts with a game against the Kings tomorrow. Lindy, thanks very much, and best of luck out west.
Thanks, gentlemen.